Well, Playboy will no longer feature nudes in the magazine. Did you see that? Generations of boys will now grow up not knowing what a naked lady does not look like. Well, what do you know?
Live from the Monona Terrace in Madison, Wisconsin, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and I'm Stephanie Lee. In this hour of What Do You Know, we welcome nationally syndicated columnist David Sirota, plus all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who's never in his comfort zone, Michael Feldman.
Yeah. It's sad, but it's true.
Comfort zone. It's not my middle name. Do you have comfort zones? I mean, is it just me? And are you ever in them? Because you like watch a baseball game or something. A batter is not in his comfort zone. Did they always have comforts? I don't think so. That's like a contemporary misnomer of something, of some feeling that we have about ourselves. There is no such thing as a comfort zone, is what I'm trying to say, unless there's a thermostat involved. I feel better about myself now already. Okay, Playboy magazine. Let's talk about that for a while. Now it's just Hugh Hefner and his geriatric sex column. Kid's going to want to get a hold of that. The Playboy divisor. Of course, after the news of this Playboy thing, sales of National Geographic skyrocketed. And in all the nudes that isn't, the first Democratic debate is Big Nurse versus Irascible Codger. I think Codger kind of won. It really irritated Big Nurse, as you can imagine. Plus, he's been putting his meds under his tongue, spitting them out. That happens. I didn't quite feel a burn, but there was some redness and inflammation, I noticed. The fact that Bernie Sanders' wife obviously shops at World Bazaar may have hurt his cause. Okay. I got a chuckle out of it. I'm sorry you didn't. Hillary made a good point regarding the Benghazi committee that Benghazi is the Arab word for Hillary, so... It's pretty straightforward, think about it. Bernie Sanders offered free college and dental. So that sounds pretty good. I'm going to get caps all around, go back to school. Very good. Anyway, let's see. The other guys on the stage did not leave a name. One, I believe it was George Webb, appeared to be a military man. But, you know, a military man as commander-in-chief is how we got Idi Amin, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, very good. Thoughtful response. How do you spell response? See, I never use the word. Okay. I think the guy from Rhode Island just sort of wandered in on the stage, and they let him stay up there. That was nice. You know, he's waving all those electoral votes around from Rhode Island. But how dare the Democrats talk about nothing but issues? What is this, a debate? Elsewhere, the new Chevy Volt electric car gets 53 miles on one charge, which will get you to Hartford, but leave you 1,673 miles short of Mexico City. I shouldn't have to beg you for a response. But I will. I thought it was pretty good, actually. The elk have returned to Chernobyl and feel so good about it, they're just glowing. With its remnants of 10,000 lakes, Mars is what Minnesota will look like in 100 million years. Apple owes the University of Wisconsin nearly $1 billion for using jump around at its earnings reports. Okay, thanks. Global warming, the flooding projections show that Brooklyn will be the new Atlantis. And all them hipsters are going to sink under those wool coats, I'll tell you that. Just be those dumb hats floating, that's all you'll see of Brooklyn. A 74-year-old Brit gets 350 lashes for having wine in Saudi Arabia. It's 50 each for body, aroma, hints of, bouquet of, earthiness, and finish. Wine lovers are going to love that joke. Had everything. Old man getting beaten. Wine talk. Apple's Siri can be hacked and made to say, look it up your own damn self. NASA may have discovered an alien civilization around a strange star called the Sun. Waited for it. I waited for it. It still didn't happen. Okay, Oscar Pistorius will get house arrest as soon as the bathroom is fixed. Well, single guy's got to have a bathroom. I'm sorry. A New York restaurant. I enjoy myself. You know, this is what it's all about, really. I'm glad you came and everything, but you really didn't have to. Thank you. I'm glad you're good. A New York restaurant ends tipping, so diners will be forced to draw their own little smiley faces on the checks from now on. I say, how about keep tipping and the cost of a meal? Huh? The Bernie Sanders solution. Bernie Sanders says. I should have said Bernie Sanders says. Then you would have liked it. Okay, let's see. I forgot where I was here now. Tipping, cost of a meal. Oh, yeah. They have found that sitting for long periods of time does not make death more imminent. Unless it's been, like, several days. Then you should give them a poke with something. The new VW North America chief quits after only 2 weeks, citing fumes. They have also found that dinosaurs were warm-blooded 1 minute and cold the next. That's why the brontosaurus always wore something around her shoulders. You may have noticed that in recreations. Because, you know, they're hot, what they call the next. Okay. All right. I think I kind of a cute little joke, I thought. It had dinosaurs in it, and then it had women, sort of.
Rats.
And the little thing around, you know, you can always put a little thing, wear a little thing around. So you'll have it if it's cold in the restaurant, kind of thing. Okay. In Wisconsin, the Chippewa will be able to hunt deer at night, but not from cars while blindfolded. So there were some concessions made in that. The Chippewa, by the way, were heavy contributors to the failed presidential bid of Scott Wallace. Scott Walker. You know, I've been doing that lately, calling him Scott Wallace. Who was Scott Wallace? God, Scott Walker. See how soon you forget? Isn't that amazing? Walker. Of course, the guy ran and he was indomitable. That guy. Walker, by the way, is $1 million in debt after his failed presidential bid, but the money will be siphoned out of the University of Wisconsin Trust Fund. And finally, and I do mean this, Scott Walker says he will not run again for president as Scott Walker. That's all the news that is. And thank you so much. Overreaction here. Overreaction. Supply much needed attention. You're not overreacting, dear. Make an effort. If we all make an effort, we can leave here early. Thank you.